Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December 21st of 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland where I live. And I'm blessed to be with you. Glad to be with you tonight as we keep getting ready for, of course, Christmas coming up on Saturday is Christmas, and it's good to be with you, and it really is a blessing to have you here. Whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, it's just, it really is a blessing to have you. And so we're just going to continue on with it. And, you know, we're going to just, I really enjoy this time of year. In fact, I like to tease about this. There's something I'm going to tell you that I love teasing about every year. I've done it for the last few years. I like to say that when it gets to like the 25th, I always wish that there was this true time machine that was real that I get for Christmas and that I could use it and it would work all over the world. What would it do? It would make it so that so that on Christmas Day I could use that time machine and move back time to where it is then the day after Thanksgiving. You say, why the day after Thanksgiving? Because that's the start of the Christmas season. Because once we get to Christmas Day, truly once you get to December 26th, December 27th, December 28th, 29th, 30th, you know, you want Christmas to come back the way I see it. you know, especially once you get to January 1st. No, more like January 10th, 12th, 15th even. Like once the newness of the new year has worn off a little bit. The other time I wish for this machine was not like the very end of summer, like when the kids are going back to school here in this area. I wish for that time machine to push it back to, you know, late May, early June, depending on when school ended. Why? So you could go back through the summer again. And I know it's not realistic, but I like to say one can hope and dream. So just a dream that I've had for a while because, like I said before, I enjoy the summer. I enjoy the Christmas season. And then, of course, you say, well, what would you want it for in the fall? It would make it so that every day was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Why? Football season. and then, of course, Sunday, you know, the Lord's Day, ultimately. But anywho, obviously, that machine is not real. Do I wish it was? Yeah. Always. No, not always. Just, you know, right around Christmas and at, like, the end of summer. And sometimes during fall. But, and then in the winter, I'd want to be able to move it to be, April, but my idea would be that every day would be 60 degrees minimum or warmer. 60 degrees minimum or warmer would be kind of my rule on it. And then because I had thought, you know, why not just push it all the way to May? But then I was like, no, you need time for everything to grow and stuff. So that's why. And then, of course, you have Easter in there. And so I figured, you know, why not just push it to early April then, or even late March, depending on when Easter is. Because, anyhow, like I said, it's not real, but I just like to say, you know, if it was real, here's what I would do with that machine. If I had one of those. Okay. And so what's going to happen is a few minutes, I'm going to get into the singing and then to the Word of God. And then we'll just have a good night tonight. But first, I want to remind you real quick of our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man Show. And if the show has been a blessing to you over the, whether you started listening recently or whether you've been listening for the past 4.5 years now, you can, I would ask you to, I'd love for you to consider sowing a seed into the program. And it's not like I'm demanding, and it's not like I want you to sow just so you can sow a seed. No, I want you to sow a seed because I want you blessed. And I want, and if you're going to sow a seed, I want you to think in your mind, what am I sowing the seed for? What am I believing God for from? What am I believing for from the Lord? What do I want him to do for me? And you can think about that and wonder in your mind, you know, what you want him to do, why you want him to do it. And so you can go from there. That's a good thing to be wondering about, as I like to say it. Yep. You know. All right. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He gave something for us. And the other verse I want to give is where it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say tithe, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say fast. It didn't say cry. It didn't say pray. It said give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaken together, running over. Not my cup tippeth over, my cup runneth over. Running over shall men give unto your bosom. That's Luke 6:38. Powerful verse. That is a powerful verse. Powerful verse. It really is. And it's a verse that you can stand on as you go through life. Now we're going to sing. a few songs. Do you remember me? I sat beneath the tree. See, I'm is my lifelong wish. Not for myself, but everyone I see. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal our hearts. Yeah, everyone would have a friend, that ride would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. As children we believe, and I'm all grown up now, grown up now, not for myself, but everyone I see. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and love, time would heal our hearts. Everyone would have a friend, that right would always win, and love would never end. Oh, this is my grown up Christmas list. What is this about the innocence of youth? No more lies torn apart, than wars would never start, and time would heal our hearts. And everyone would have a friend, that love would never end, and love would never end. Yeah, this is my grown-up Christmas list. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list. Cassandra, is grown-up Christmas list one of your favorite Christmas songs? It's a good one that I've liked for years, and for whatever reason, they haven't played it much this year.
Because
the thing is I remember years ago, it got to a point where you could be even in the malls, and they would play it a lot. Now, for whatever reason, it always seems to me like over the years, popular ones kind of come and go from the radio. So over the years, some will be getting played more. They'll be getting played less. They always tend to rotate, don't they?
I think so.
I feel like especially if we got a little more time to play. Listeners, that's kind of why I've always said that ultimately ultimately, I truly do wish that we could have Thanksgiving be third week in November and not be the fourth anymore. I think it's time for that change, don't you? Because, to be honest, there's all these things I want to do that I feel like you're supposed to, like, I feel like at least I prefer to do them between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if you make Thanksgiving a week earlier, you know what that does, Cassandra? A week more time. You get the idea? Yep, I don't see why not, and I'm actually near the start of the year. If I knew my congressperson well enough, that would honestly be something that I would ask them if they could look into, because this is something that every year that goes by, the more I want it to be reality. if you catch my drift. But anyhow, we got a few more. So we got a few more songs here, like I said. Let me see what one am I gonna pull out. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the snow. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's another one of those popular time-tested Christmas songs that over the years, so many years. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow tends to cover the trees. It's time to play. I wait for it the whole year round. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow seems to cover the ground. It's an ice cream day. It's a whipped cream day. Oh, snowball, see how it goes. That's how it goes whenever it snows. Run a snowball, see, just for a song. Get up and roll it around. It's a marshmallow world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. But if spring is late, if winter is a marshmallow world, it's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow's on the evergreen tree, it's time to play. I wait for it the whole year round. In the marshmallow world in the winter, when the sun uncovers the trees, it's an ice cream day. The sun is red like a pumpkin head and shiny so your nose won't freeze. Oh, snowball, see how it goes. That's how it goes whenever it snows. Run a snowball just for a song. Get up and roll it around. It's a marshmallow world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. But if spring is late, winter is a marshmallow world. It's a sugar day. But if spring is late, if winter is a marshmallow world. Actually, believe it or not, I'm going to take you back when I tell you a story behind this song about how it made it a real popular one of mine over the years. Even though it doesn't necessarily get played as much as it should. And I know it doesn't mention Christmas much, and I know I'm not the biggest winter guy, but there's a story behind it partly. One is I can remember being in first grade, and the music teacher in my elementary school, which is now closed, and she was playing it. And it was, and I thought it was, at first I didn't give no thought about it, but then I heard the song again in 2010, for the first time in like, since like the 90s. And then I can remember being in Genesee Valley Center, a mall down there in Flint, Michigan. And I can recall, actually, there was this guy playing music at the piano, community piano that they have down there near the Pennies there. And I can remember someone was playing it, and he was playing Marshmallow World. And I remember it brought back memories from back in the mid-1990s when I had heard that played. And that's pretty neat, isn't it? Isn't that pretty neat, Cassandra? It is, and which is kind of a shocker to me, listeners, especially being I'm not the biggest winter guy. I'm really not the biggest winter guy other than Christmas time. So I'm going to sing, a few more of them. And so you might know what the next one is when I sing it. Or you might not know. But I'm going to take us back a ways. Maybe it's one you recognize, maybe it's one you don't. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. It's that time of year when there's to call. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. When it's all in mind, find all the time, and we wish you and yours the same thing too. Santa's on his way. Santa's sleigh, it's full of toys, full of things for you, filled with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. Yeah, it's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. Is all mine, not all the time. Wishes you and yours the same thing too. Another one of my favorites from. As you may have noticed, I'm trying to get through a lot of ones that might be some of my favorites that some of you might have not known, or maybe they're ones that I have known over the years that maybe you didn't know from way back when. Of course, I'm not the oldest guy by any means. I'm only 32, but I've always had an enjoyment of, especially the last 6, 8, 10 years, I've always enjoyed, for the last 6, 8, 10 years, always had an enjoyment of the old Christmas songs, including even some of them that you don't necessarily hear as much as maybe people back in the day heard. And so, we'll do another one, and then we'll get into a few of the Christian ones. And so, this one is one, another one you might know, or you might not know it, but you probably do. Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Mm-hmm. skies will be singing silent night, Christmas and New Year's by candlelight. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, and I'll be happy Christmas once again. Since salutations, sure as the stars shine above. But this is Christmas, baby. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the ones you love. We'll never move on. Christmas and New Year's, we'll find you home. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not but for Christmas, by New Year's night. At the Christmas program in my church back in 2015. This guy in my church did that song. A couple of the guys played it, and it was really beautiful when he did it, to be honest with you. And I just loved how he did it. And to be funny, in that song, at one point when he said, "Please come home for Christmas," this was back when Genesee Valley Mall was still decent, but back in the day it used to be even better. They used to have even more stores in there back in the day, but my idea would be like for certain stores that used to be at Genesee Valley back in the day, or like even people and stuff. And my idea was please come back to Genesee for Christmas. Please come back to Genesee for Christmas. That's pretty funny, isn't it? And my idea of what Genesee Valley is, you see, is that's the big Flint Mall. Have you been to Genesee Valley before Cassandra, or no? Miller Road in Flint, west of 75, a couple miles. And that was actually the first big mall I ever went to downstate back in, like, 02, at least that I know of the big ones. And back in the day, that was one of the malls that used to have a McDonald's in it. And I've always loved how they decorate for Christmas, listeners, and how they play their old school Christmas music and stuff, and different things that they've done over the years since back in the early 2000s that I know of. I'm sure they were doing it and then those things in the 1990s too, but I didn't know about it at the time. All right. Sometimes it depends on the mood you're in. But so we'll sing a couple more songs and then we'll get into the word of the Lord. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exhortation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Word of the Father. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yes, Lord, we greet thee on this happy morning. Jesus, to thee all glory be. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. little town of Bethlehem, thou still receiving light. The angels sing, and the silent stars go by, and in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. Sleep the angels, am I here tonight? Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight, for your hand upon us. We're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for your birth, that you were born to this earth. I am so grateful to you tonight, Jesus, that you were born to us. We think of that verse in Isaiah where it says, "For unto us a child is born." Thank you, Lord God, that you are that star in Bethlehem. And we worship you because of it. And I thank you for this time in your word tonight, that as we study your word, you'd reveal things to us. And thank you, Lord God, that as people interact with their family members over these next few days, and even around the holiday season, even up to New Year's, that people, they ask questions, that we would have an answer for them about why you were born to this earth and what did Jesus do? You know, why was he born? And we can tell him tidbits as to why he came to this earth. And thank you for that. And now, Lord, I thank you for the listeners of this program tonight. I pray that these listeners are ready to receive what it is that you have for them tonight. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that finances come into this program, that sponsors come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to this program as a result of this great souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession tonight. Because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me, and it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Go with me, please, to the book of Matthew 1. Woo! Amen. Matthew 1. Now I want to start at verse 18. Praise God. If you're not there, go ahead and catch up. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Or you could say the birth of Jesus Christ went like this. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her by public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and he said, Joseph, thou son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, took Mary home as his wife, but had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Verse one, chapter 2, verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews. We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, go make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down to and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country another way. Let's talk about the escape. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. They got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod. And so that was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Magi. And what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Verse 19. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go return to the land of Israel. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So they got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. So, what you see, listeners, it was so they wanted, Herod did not like it when he found out that Jesus was born. First, Herod said, you know, folks, I want to be able to go worship Jesus. Show me where that star is, that star that you guys all saw in the east, so that we can go worship him. But then somehow Herod, his heart changed. And then what happened to Herod was it got to where Herod decided instead he came to a decision in his mind that he would not want to worship, that instead he would rather take the child's life. And so that is why Joseph and Mary had got up one night with Jesus when he was a baby, and they went to Egypt so that they could be safe from Herod, because Herod did not like Jesus. He did not like him. In fact, it got to where Herod was searching to kill, was ordering for all the babies, 2 years old and under, all the boys, 2 years old and under, to be killed. All of them. But then later, Herod died. And then when he did, an angel came to Joseph, and he said, you can get up, take the child, his mother, and go back to Israel. And then they went to Galilee and to Nazareth. So that is why he is called Jesus of Nazareth, because he lived in Nazareth. He was raised in Nazareth. And they presented those three different gifts: gold, frankincense, myrrh. It's just like how we have the Trinity: God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. Each representing something different. And and though he was a baby, only a baby at the time, there's obviously a reason why they gave him those gifts instead of gifts that might have been appropriate. Would you, let me think, Cassandra, would you give your baby gold as a Christmas present? Oh, just born. Yeah, would you give him gold as a Christmas present? Yeah, he'd probably chew on it. Oh, see? What about frankincense? He'd probably mess with that too. Oh, some kind of incense that they gave him, if they gave Jesus when he was born. And then myrrh was like a spice. Nope! He wouldn't know what to do with them. Obviously, listeners, there's a reason why they gave those gifts, because they gave him those gifts. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Folks, that's why we receive gifts and give gifts at Christmas time. That's why we give the gifts. And there's all these different reasons for why we do certain things at Christmas. Like, there's reasons for the candy cane, for the Christmas tree, reasons for all these different you know, lights. They represent the light of the world. By the way, have you been to Freeland Light Show before?
Sorry about that,
listeners, but they all represent, all these things represent something different. Like the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree was an evergreen. Originally, when people would be lost, you know, on Christmas, at Christmas, Christmas tree was a sign to a person that the home was a Christian home and a welcoming home. And people would come into the house knowing that it was a place of shelter and they could be cared for there while they were there. And these days, you know, sometimes it's like the world sometimes tries to take certain things, you know, that we created, that were created, you know, by Christians, like the Christmas tree, the candy cane, and all these other things, and it's almost like they might try to cheapen them. It's okay to put all those lights and all that stuff on it and decorations and all the different things you do with it. But keep in mind, why? Why is the Christmas tree a thing? The reason the Christmas tree is a thing is because those people, you know, if it represents that it was a Christian home. We're back when. Santa Claus, originally, he was Saint Nick. He wore a robe. And from what I can see initially, it doesn't say that he had a big belly, or that he, you know, stole your milk and cookies, or any of that other stuff, that he came through a chimney, you know, that he'll come through the chimney from the roof, through your roof, into the through your chimney, into your house. Nope. Nope. But the original Santa, it doesn't say that. Originally, St. Nicholas was known for his generosity to people. He would help the poor. He would help the sick. He was a good Christian man. And he became known for, like I said, helping all different kinds of people. And he was also known for his love for children. And obviously he cared if you were good or not. And yes, he would give gifts to children. And he loved children. All the other stuff, though, about how he became Santa Claus, that he comes through your chimney, that he yells, oh, 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 all that stuff is all fantasy. And have you heard of an actual guy coming into the house through a chimney, through a roof, through a chimney? Cassandra, have you ever heard of someone actually coming through a roof and a chimney?
No.
See? Did you hear that, listeners? That's the point. It's called fantasy. And it's okay to have fun with fantasy, you know, like that. But you need to realize, teach your children that that's what it is, fantasy. Yeah. If you, their parents want to play Santa, want to take your kids to see Santa, go for it. To be honest, I was at an event downtown, a Christmas tree lighting, you know, just after Thanksgiving, and I told Santa something I wanted. He just happened to be walking by, and I told him what I wanted. And he said, you know, you all being good? He's asking, how many of you are doing this? How many of you are doing that? How many of you are eating your vegetables? How many of you are doing... And not all the hands went up when he said about the vegetables. Did you notice that, Cassandra? Not all the hands went up? What percent of them would you say raised their hands? Like 40%? Did you see a few that did what I did, what was just kind of sort of?
Yeah.
What percent of us were doing that, would you say? Another 35? So that means 60% were partially.
No, they were bad.
The ones who didn't even raise their hands, I meant.
Oh, yeah.
But 45% did raise them. Another 15 kind of sort of did.
Yeah.
But like that, like they were kind of, like kind of, like that was kind of meant to be like the ones we like. Yeah, you know, and then the other 40%, nope. It was funny to see. And believe it or not, listeners, guess what I told him I wanted? I told him that I wanted this ultimate donut machine that makes donuts of all different sizes, for the most, all different sizes, you know, up to like the size of your face. And he's like, that's big. And I'm like, you know, one can dream, right? And he's like, yeah, we'll see. And you say, so we'll see if he believes it or not. One year, in my mind, I was saying that I wanted socks from Santa, but did I get them? No. You say, why do you want socks? Because I needed socks. But, so, you know, whether you believe or not in Santa Claus or not, it's up to you. It really is up to you. The candy cane was made by a confectionist, someone who makes candy, in Indiana. He wanted to use a way to, you know, show his faith. Through candy. He created a sticker candy that was hard, but would still taste good. In it, he inserted a J that represents Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it represents the stripes by which we are healed. Where it says, you know, he was bruised for our iniquities, and he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we were healed. That's why those stripes are in the candy cane. And so the candy cane, today the candy cane is the decoration put on Christmas trees all over. It's eaten, but it does not carry nearly the true meaning that was intended. Think about that. Not necessarily the true meaning that was intended. Because the true meaning was something different. You know, it was meant to be a witnessing tool. That was the true idea behind the candy cane. do a poem. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house. Not a preacher was praying. Not even the mouse. The Bibles were closed. And then I'm out of myself. And then the poem goes on to talk about how, you know, if only we were ready tonight. And you know, and the story behind it is, you know, be ready. The rapture is coming. And, you know, make sure you're right with God, and don't let yourself be left behind, because if you're not ready for the rapture, you will be left behind. And we get closer and closer and closer to the rapture every minute. We do not know the day or the hour. We do not know the day or the hour. No, we don't know the day or the hour. I'm sorry. We don't know. And so, I really enjoy those different, you know, Christmas time poems, and now 'twas the night before Christmas, 'twas the day after Christmas. There is one for 'twas the day after Christmas, but I would soon not talk about it before the 25th. Because of what I said earlier about the time machine. But whether like it or not, the 26th will come in 5 days. And technically the 12 days of Christmas goes to January 6th. It does. So think about it. January 6th, Christmas. I know it sounds strange, but somehow I've lost track. And in some countries, did you know, Cassandra, that in some countries Christmas is actually celebrated on January 7th? You think about it, that's pretty wild. But, of course, here in our country, it's December 25th. You say, Miracle Man, are you saying you have a problem with that? No, I'm not. At all. No. No. I mean, it's been in December, but just making you aware that Christmas really does go to January 6th. It really does. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this show. Thank you for all these listeners that tuned in. Thank you for your birth, for what it means for us. Thank you, Lord God. For what it means to us. And for just your hand on us, for your birth. As if it weren't for your birth, we couldn't have our covenant that we have with you, Jesus. But since you were born, you made it possible. And I thank you, Lord God, that through you, we have life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel's nice, and the presents are nice. The reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. Everything and everything's well, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice. The reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. And holidays well, and the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Christmas at our house. And I knew that Santa wore overalls. Mama's baking in the kitchen. Daddy's chopping firewood, raising cookies, I am snitching. Christmas at our house still dies. Christmas at our house, some things have changed. Faces and numbers have we arranged, and now old Santa has gained some weight. Mama's baking in the kitchen, Daddy's chopping firewood, cookies, I'm still snitching. Christmas is good. Remember the reason for the season. I am snitching. Christmas at our house still does. Christmas at our house is love.
And that's funny where it says, Christmas was good, and so That was actually one that some guy, this guy who came to my church a few days ago, was pastor that is in Christmas music, a pastor out of Iowa. He had came and sang, and I thought it was a song that he had wrote, but it turned out that it was one that I just hadn't heard before, but he did it, and I thought it was real cool. And you know how, Cassandra, have you heard of this thing called Better Homes and Gardens, like the old catalogs? Have you heard of that? You know what I kind of wish there was? Catalogs like that even from back in the day called Better Christmas Music.
Really?
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with what we have, but it's just, you know, different stuff. And there's this Luther guy that... one of these Christmas songs that was from the 1990s that had this real old sound to it, but it was only from the 1990s. But it's like I forget a lot of the lyrics to it, but it was like just different ones that you don't hear as much. Some stations will play it, others won't. Other songs that it would have that you might hear on 104.1 The Bay sometimes is songs like Christmas Through Your Eyes and different ones like that. You've heard of Christmas Through Your Eyes before, haven't you?
Yeah.
But now you see what I mean, Lobo, like there's a catalog like that called Better Christmas Music. It would not have in it like all the newer stuff, if you know what I mean. It makes sense that it would be a lot of old-time stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyhow, until next time, God first, God always. If I don't see you tomorrow night, Merry Christmas. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So long, everybody. And see you next time.